it could be said that the message that I'm about to deliver to you could seriously damage a part of you that you probably look after quite well, or try to. That part of you is your ego. So what I want to talk to you about is low self-esteem. It has long been my contention that low self-esteem is the flip side of pride, as is self-hatred. People would say that I'm being cruel, but the actual fact of it is that both of these things, low self-esteem and self-hatred, are rooted in the ego. They look at themselves and they do not like what they see. So the ego has the centre of attention. Now, there is something you really need to know about the human ego. It is rather like a bloated stomach, which is empty. It is painful because it is empty. So if you touch it, it hurts. It is offended. It is easily upset. It is very easily rejected because it lives entirely on itself. But unfortunately, there is nothing in self for it to build itself on, if you see what I mean and you're following my drift. Your ego is completely empty, so therefore somehow it keeps itself busy all the time by feeding itself with things. And one way it feeds itself is by criticism and judgment, which makes it feel superior to the person or thing that it is criticizing or judging. The other way it fills itself, which is very negative, is by feeling inferior to other people or situations or circumstances. So either way, it wins because it has all of your attention all of the time. It's very, very sensitive and it just can't stand anyone prodding it because it will scream. It is insatiable. It's like an inner black hole. We say we don't know who we are. Looking within that black hole will not show us who we are. The only solution to an ego problem, which all of us have to a greater or lesser extent, is to fill that black hole with Jesus. Now you can imagine that this is the one thing the ego does not want, because that means it is going to be pushed from center stage. So it will resist with everything within it the crucified life. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. It's not going to buy that one. It's much happier going in the corner and feeling sorry for itself and wanting healing for itself and finding when it's had the healing that it's not enough because it needs more, because the ego is insatiable. And there is actually only one cure for it. Rather like an overinflated balloon that you can't untie the knot on and you want to get rid of, you've got to prick it and burst it. It's got to die. If you don't put it to death, it will kill you. And you will end up going in ever-decreasing circles, getting a tighter and tighter and tighter wound spiral of self-hatred, low self-esteem. I can't do this. I'm nobody. Yet all the while feeling I am somebody and nobody notices me, because that's what ego is about. It doesn't feel it's nobody at all, because its pride says I am somebody, but nobody's noticing that I'm somebody. It's got to go, folks. It has got to go. This is why the word says to us, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, thank goodness, but Christ who lives in me. So what about it, beloved? How about deciding to go to your own funeral and really putting that thing to death and really coming into new life in Christ? There is no other way to walk the walk. You're condemned to a circular tour if you do not side against that ego that must be the centre of everything, that must talk about itself, even if it doesn't say a word, because inside there is a running commentary going on. The old saying that still waters run deep is so true. What it means with a Christian is that a quiet Christian may appear to be very subdued and quiet and self-effacing, but inside there is tumult. Running deep is this feeling of I don't measure up, I'm no good, I can't do this, everybody else is better, low self-esteem, self-hatred, flip side of pride. Beloved, all we're looking at is pride, the result of the fall, the old man. Gotta go. Can't come into resurrection life without it going. Don't blame me about this message, because I did warn you at the beginning that it sort of would carry a government health warning, really. Come on. Kill that thing. God bless you as you raise the knife to it.